You're listening to a DM podcast.
And also, honestly, dating is literally one of the hardest things that I've ever done in my life. And I've done skydiving.
Today, Michael, I had your favourite sandwich for lunch.
Okay, that would be a double triple bossy deluxe on a raft, 4x4 animal style, extra shingles with a shimmy and a squeeze, light axle grease, make a cry, burn it and let it swim. That's from an episode of SpongeBob.
I thought you were going to say the Reuben.
No.
I had the Reuben for lunch.
Oh, yeah. Well, technically the Reuben is my favourite sandwich, but I just had to say this double triple bossy deluxe one. For those who don't know, double triple means six patties, bossy means all beef patties, deluxe is everything, on a raft means the buns are replaced by toast, Texas toast specifically. 4x4 means four times the six current patties, and cheese slices would equal 24 patties.
Oh my god.
Animal style means that the patties are cooked in mustard, pickles and grilled onions and additional spread. Extra shingles means extra toast, with a shimmy and a squeeze means jelly and butter on the toast. Light axle grease means lightly buttered. Make a cry means extra onions. Burn it means the patties are all well done. And let it swim means to go or with extra sauce.
Wow.
But it's a very tall sandwich and it's very complicated and impossible to make.
Wow, I thought it was just SpongeBob SquarePants mumbo jumbo, but in actual fact, that has meaning.
Yep, it does. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a new episode of Mr. A+. Joining me today is my producer, Mandy. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Michael. How come you didn't give me one of those spectacular intros like, she's fabulous, she's amazing, and she let's give her a warm welcome.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Where are my manners? Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a new episode of Mr. A+. Joining us today is a very familiar voice and a very familiar face. Not only is she a great colleague, a great person to work with, but she's also a great friend and another person who's also familiar with Hanna-Barbera's work, thank God. And she's also another funny person that I've ever met. And she certainly knows how to keep me in line and to put me in my place when she needs to, which I appreciate because that job is mostly left to my mother. So I guess she's like a bit of an aunt. So, without further ado, let's give a warm welcome to my producer, Mandy.
Hello. Thank you. That was lovely.
Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Michael. It feels like a long time since we've done this. I'm excited.
Yeah, it does feel like it's been some time.
You had some fantastic guests on. And really, the reason we're doing this is because the world wants to know, including me, what is going on with your dating life? Because just a few days ago, you took an interstate trip. You went from Wollongong all the way over to Western Australia. How many kilometres is that?
It was about 3,891 kilometres.
Wow.
Which is about a five-hour flight.
Was it good for you to sort of feel like you were getting out of the state? I know a little while ago you were talking about really wanting to travel and get out of the state and just being a bit bored in Wollongong. Was it good?
Yes, it was. I loved Perth. I loved everything about it.
So tell me, you get off the plane and all of a sudden you're in a new place that you've never seen before. What are you thinking?
Okay, let's just start getting to know our way around this place.
Right.
My first questions I had to ask people were, do you know any place around here that sells smart riders? Western Australia's equivalent of an Opal card.
Right, so that enables you to get on and off public transport.
Yeah, of course. You just load it and reload it just like an Opal card.
Right, but for anyone listening overseas, these are just public transport cards that we use here in Australia to enable us to tap on and tap off of buses and trains and trams.
Yeah, of course.
All right, so your first idea is to get to know your way around. Where do you go first?
To the train station, which is at the airport as well.
That's handy.
Yeah.
Now tell me, Michael, how are you feeling at this point? Because you're on an adventure, you're on your own, you're in a strange place that you've never been to before. Are you feeling excited? Are you feeling nervous? Are you feeling anxious?
Before I went on the flight, I was kind of nervous. But by the end of the adventure, I said to myself, I don't even know why I was nervous to begin with. because I was perfectly capable and fine the whole time.
Of course you were. You get to your hotel.
Yes.
What's it like?
It was a very beautiful place. I was quite happy to be in the hotel. It was money well spent.
That's good to hear. You know the moment where you open the hotel door and you see the room for the first time? I really love that moment because the bed's always made really beautifully. Yeah. Everything's neat. Did you enjoy walking in?
Of course I did. I was quite happy with the hotel room.
Did you immediately jump on the bed and jump up and down?
No. I'm a grown man. I don't jump up and down on beds.
I'm a grown woman. Sometimes I do.
Well, technically, that's what children do. Well,
technically, I must be a child.
At heart, at least.
Exactly. All right. So, tell me why you were going to Perth.
Well, the main reason why I went was to see Sarah.
Now, for anyone that doesn't know, Sarah is a woman that Michael met because she emailed. And I checked the email and I passed it on to Michael and they got in touch and they started talking. And then Sarah came over to Sydney from Perth and you went on a date.
Yeah, we did. Back in September.
That's right, September. And then you decided to go over to Perth to have another date.
Yeah, we did.
So you got there on what day of the week was it?
It was a Wednesday.
And what day of the week was the date set for?
It was supposed to be Friday, but we actually had a different kind of date the day before.
Oh, an impromptu date.
Well, technically we had breakfast together.
A spontaneous breakfast date.
Yeah.
How fantastic.
It wasn't exactly the date I had planned, but it still counted as a date.
Absolutely. Breakfast dates are fantastic.
And yes, I paid.
Well, of course you did. You're a gentleman. I expected nothing less.
Of course.
What did you have for your breakfast date?
It was just waffles.
Yes, good choice. And what was it like seeing Sarah in her own hometown?
It was quite an honour. I was really happy to see her.
Did you get a little squishy feeling inside?
Yep, I really like her.
Wow, Michael, this is breaking news. Do we need a breaking news? Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, breaking news.
Yeah, why not?
So, Michael, you got a few butterflies in the stomach? Do you think that's a signal?
Yeah, I did.
Wow. So when you saw her, did you hug? Did you kiss? Did you shake hands?
We hugged, but we didn't really kiss. I just gave a little peck on the cheek.
Yeah. And so you had your lovely breakfast date and it went well?
Yeah, it did.
Were you stuck for conversation?
Nope, I wasn't.
Did you feel comfortable?
Of course I did.
That's great. And do you think she did too?
Yes, I believe she did. But also at the same time, she wasn't really quite, she didn't feel like herself at the time.
Oh, okay. She was having a bad day?
No, it's because her body was pretty weak.
Right.
It's because she has anorexia.
Are we allowed to talk about that on the podcast or not?
She permitted me to do it.
Okay.
Because it spreads awareness.
Okay. And what do you know about anorexia, Michael?
That it's an eating disorder and that it causes the person to hate their body and the food they eat and themselves for it.
That's really tough.
It is. And not only do I feel really terrible for her, but also miss her every day.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
And I promised her that I would support her no matter what.
Oh, that's really beautiful, Michael.
But I am aware that this is not going to be easy.
Have you spoken to somebody else about this?
My mother does know.
And what did she say about it?
Mum sympathises because she's been there herself, way before I was born.
You know what? Thank you for sharing, Michael. These are really hard things to talk about.
Yes, I know. Sarah's in hospital for 3 months.
And that's to try and treat this anorexia and help her to feel stronger and get
course.
Some food into her?
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
I look forward to the end result.
It is super important to talk about this stuff because it's stigmatised and these are mental health issues that don't get a lot of conversations.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm really pleased that she's found you because you are a super supportive person.
Apart from spending time with Sarah, I also made 5 new friends there.
Oh, really? That's cool. Tell me about that.
Their names are Zoe, Alicia, Glenn, Hannah, and Lawrence.
Where did you meet these people? Was it a spontaneous thing?
No, it wasn't. Zoe and I were in touch with each other on Messenger for about a few years.
Right.
She saw Love on the Spectrum and even sent me a little bit of Thomas artwork on Messenger when my birthday came.
That's nice.
I was touched by that. And we went to a museum together.
That's so cool. So you hadn't met in person, you'd only met online.
Yeah.
And how was that?
It was quite fun, actually. And Alicia, she was actually a previous guest on my podcast, Alicia Aiken Radburn.
Yes, go back and have a listen to that episode. It's a great episode.
It is. I also met her fiancé, Glenn. I'm friends with both of them now.
I think I saw some photos on Instagram.
Yeah, she made a post saying, now we just got to convince him to move here.
I saw that.
I really wish I could.
Really?
Yep.
You can't leave me, Michael.
Well, I'm not really happy in Wollongong anymore. I'm only there because I have no choice.
I'm only joking. You know that, don't you? But you know what? The time will come when it feels right and yeah. You will fly the coop and be independent. It will happen. And it will happen when the time's right.
Yeah. The two other friends I made there, Hannah Campbell, she was on Big Brother and also a couple of other those other dating shows as well. And she has a boyfriend named Lawrence.
And how did you meet Hannah initially?
She first got in touch with me in November 2021 through Instagram. She saw Love on the Spectrum as well. And she has a Kelpie.
Nice.
Which kind of made me have some thoughts on the idea of having a Kelpie myself.
Kelpies are the best. I used to have a Kelpie. Do you know that they need a lot of exercise?
And a lot of attention. Yes.
I get the feeling you're becoming a dog person.
Well, I can adapt to them.
Yeah.
But also too, because in terms of friendship, dogs are much more reliable than humans. And they don't talk.
Well, they're pretty loyal, I know that.
More loyal than any human would ever be.
Yeah, well, maybe. They're very loyal. When they love you, they just love you, no matter what.
And they don't expect anything in return except the love they provide for you.
That's it. Wow. Okay. So this feels like it was a pretty momentous trip to Perth. Firstly, you started to really develop some feelings for Sarah.
Yeah.
Secondly, you fell in love with a Kelpie.
Not technically. I actually had some thoughts on possibly having a Kelpie at some point.
Yeah, I know. I'm just being silly. And you met some new friends, which is awesome.
Yep.
And where did you go that was the best place you visited?
The Perth Zoo was one of them.
Oh, you went to the zoo. Fantastic. Favourite animal?
Lions, tigers.
Of course.
They also had sun bears.
Sun bears are cute.
Yes, they are. They also had several of Australia's animals.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't find any numbats. For those who don't know, numbats are another Australian marsupial, and they're also the national animal of Western Australia.
Mm.
Well, technically, they're Western Australia's mammal emblem.
Mm. Do you know what I like to do? I like to call people numbats when they do dumb stuff. You know, it's funny, here in Australia, we have great slang like, you're a pelican, or don't be a numbat.
Okay.
Next time your brother does something silly, call him a numbat.
He did do a couple of things while I was over there. He hid some of my Funko soda cans around my quarters.
Hang on. Your brother got into your quarters and hid some of your stuff.
Yep. He acknowledged himself as devious.
Yes. And did he get hold of your Yowie collection?
No.
Thank goodness.
I actually wanted to bring them with me, but I didn't have any room in my luggage or the carry-on luggage either.
No. I mean, you can't take them everywhere with you. That would just be unreasonable, right? Unless you got one of those special coats that had all the little pockets in it and you could open the coat and all the pockets would have all the Yowies inside.
That would be a big hassle. Because I have to take the leaflets with me too.
You'd need extra pockets for the leaflets.
I actually keep them in a small sandwich bag.
Anyway, your brother didn't get hold of them, which is good.
No.
All right, so we're back to Perth, and you went to a very special island off the coast of Western Australia, which I am desperate to go to, and I'm a bit jealous. Tell us.
Rottnest Island is amazing. The reason why it's called Rottnest is because many years ago, the Dutch arrived there, and they mistook the quokkas for rats, and they called it Ratnest Island, and rot is Dutch for rat, which I do find insulting. For those who are not Australian or live in Australia, quokkas are another Australian animal that almost look like giant rats, but technically they're not rats.
No, they're cute.
Yes, and they're marsupials, I believe.
Mm.
And they're only found on Rottnest Island and on along the coast of Perth.
They're very cute. We have some great, cute, weird animals here in Australia.
When you go to Rottnest Island, touching a quokka or feeding one or even attempting to pick them up is prohibited and it's punishable by a fine.
Wow, okay.
And so it should be.
Exactly.
Because animals require respect and protection. And treating it like it's a source of entertainment or something that should be seen as a pet, I find that highly absurd.
Yes. So you visit this island in its natural state and you just observe and look at these amazing creatures in their wild environment.
Yes.
So that's the beauty of it, isn't it?
Yep. And there is also the settlement and anybody who lives on that island works there. You can't live there permanently.
Mm.
You can live there only if you work there on the island.
Right.
So there's only share houses. There's no apartment buildings, no houses.
So would you live there? Do you think you could live on Rottnest Island?
Absolutely not, because the island is owned by the state of Western Australia.
Mm.
No one is allowed to live there, and it's also an island where there are no cars. You can only get around the island by bus or by bicycle or by foot.
But what if you could work there as like a ranger or something? Would you do that?
I'd be open to it.
Yeah, see, I can see you doing something like that. I think you'd be an amazing tour guide as well. I can see you kind of going, now on your right, have a look at the quokkas gathering for their dinner.
Yes.
I can actually see you doing something like that.
Well, truth be told, if I wasn't passionate about pursuing acting as a career, I would pursue something related to animals or railways.
Mm. So Rottnest Island was amazing. What else?
I had dinner with Hannah and her boyfriend Lawrence, and also Alicia and Glenn as well.
Mm-hmm.
Both dinners were at the same place, not simultaneously, but also had the same thing while I was there.
Same food.
Yep, pork ribs, full rack, obviously.
Full rack, obviously. So, Michael, this sounds like a fantastic holiday.
It was, yes.
Did you get any souvenirs?
Of course I did.
What'd you get?
Mostly fridge magnets. Also a quokka plush.
Where's my plush quokka? You didn't get me a plush quokka. That's all right.
Maybe the next time I go to Perth, which I'm hoping to do in around July.
Okay, you've already started planning. Now tell me, does that mean that you're going to wait for Sarah's stint in hospital to finish and then maybe go back and see her?
Yes, and plus July is when her birthday is.
Lovely.
I would like to spend some more time with her while I'm there, and hopefully, with any luck, I'll be able to pluck up the courage to ask her a question that I've never asked any woman before.
Wow, what question?
I can't really answer that right now because Sarah listens to every episode, and if she finds out from this podcast, I'm dead because
No, you're right. It should be personally done personal.
Yes, yeah. Because I don't want to ask her indirectly through a podcast.
No, correct. I agree with you wholeheartedly. That's definitely the respectful thing to do, and I'm sorry for asking. Okay.
It's okay. It's all right.
I'm just happy for you that you found somebody Thanks. That you're keen on, and I know that you said earlier that you're not sure how she feels about you, but I think...
It's because I can't really tell if a woman's into me or not.
Well, you can ask her.
I'm kind of a little bit terrified to ask her such a question.
It is scary asking someone if they're into you or not.
And also, honestly, dating is literally one of the hardest things that I've ever done in my life. And I've done skydiving. And gone overseas alone.
I think a lot of people would agree with you. Dating is really tough. Whether you're neurodivergent, whether you're neurotypical, dating is tough.
Yes, I know.
Because it's about balance, isn't it? Finding somebody that you can be yourself with, be a little bit vulnerable with.
Yeah.
It's hard. It is hard.
Mm.
Which is why when you find that person, it's really good to explore that.
Yeah, of course. And it also turns out that Sarah's not the only one that has mental health issues. We all have them. Even me, because anxiety counts as a mental health issue.
Yeah, and you've been very open about your anxiety on this podcast, which has been awesome.
Yeah. In fact, I also do want to say that when I went to Perth, I actually had a little belated Valentine's Day surprise for Sarah.
Oh, what was it?
It consisted of a Valentine's Day card, a box of roses, chocolates, an arrangement of flowers of purple and white, and a single red rose.
Oh.
I originally wanted to have blue in there, but the florist didn't have any natural blue flowers, and I refused to accept any flowers that were sprayed blue.
Yeah, good.
What I also gave her was also a purple monkey plush, because monkeys are her favourite animal. Purple is one of her favourite colours, and she loves soft toys.
Well, you hashtag nailed it, my friend.
I did.
I bet she loved all of it.
She did.
Yeah.
And Hannah Campbell actually suggested that I send her another one, but of my favourite animal.
That's a great idea.
So that her monkey could do with a companion.
Like a plush tiger?
I'm not telling what kind of animal it is.
Yeah, you don't want to spoil the surprise.
No.
Okay. Awesome.
I'm not telling the colour either.
You don't get purple lions. Or do you?
Maybe.
So let's pause the Sarah story for a little while, shall we?
Yep, sure.
While she recovers in hospital and we just send her all the love in the world to get better.
Yeah. God bless you, Sarah. And I wish you a very smooth recovery.
Absolutely.
At hospital. Remember, you're in my thoughts every day, and I'm praying for your health to improve.
Yeah. We're right behind you, Sarah.
Yep, we all are. Me, Mandy, my mum, everyone.
So earlier, Michael, we spoke about your brother and what a trickster he is.
Yes.
Now, he got married last year.
Yes, he did.
What month was that?
October.
And I believe you were the best man at the wedding.
I was, yeah.
It sounded like it was an amazing day. I remember you weren't too keen on it. Like every time I said to you, oh, your brother's wedding's coming up, you're like, yes, I know. Yeah. You didn't feel very happy about it. Why was that?
It's because I've been single my whole life, it's just hard for me, because I've been on a quest for love for a long time, and watching somebody else achieve it before me makes it hard for me. But it was a great day, no, regardless, and I'm really proud of Adam. I have a great deal of appreciation for my sister-in-law, because she makes him happy, and they love each other deeply, and they would do anything for each other. And she's basically the best thing that's ever happened to my brother in such a long time.
That's so great, Michael. And how big of you two to know yourself so well that you know that it was a bit tough, but on the day you embraced it, and it was a great day.
Yeah. And being the best man, I also had to give a speech, and apparently mine was the best one.
Well, I just so happen to have a recording of this speech that you gave at your brother's wedding right here.
How did you get that?
Well, not telling.
Okay.
I've got it here, and I think we should play it.
Okay.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you to everyone for coming to this momentous occasion. And what a night we are in for. First off, I want to take this moment to welcome Cindy into the family as our daughter / sister-in-law. As best man, I want to tell you, Cindy, that I will support you and your new husband through every step of your journey together, but not financially. I want to wish you the best of luck with Adam. You're going to need it. Now then, are we all in agreement that Cindy looks like $1 million right now? Yeah! Good. Now to the groom. Now to address the groom, who is none other than my brother Adam. He and I have known each other for 26 years now. I can't really recall all the fond memories we've shared together in our brotherly bond, but I will tell you this, he was a naughty kid more often than not. But, needless to say, he didn't give a shit. Anyway, there are memories of my little brother that I'll never forget. I also remember the countless times Adam believed he was invincible. Like, when he was jumping off tables thinking he was Buzz Lightyear. You wish, Adam. If you were Buzz Lightyear, I would have been Emperor Zurg, and I would have killed you long ago. Thank you for that, Mum. Anyway, it was also the first time he got drunk. He was one. Being the mischievous little ball of shit he was, he climbed out of his cot very early in the morning and discovered a bottle of liqueur cherries in a hiding spot. Mum found him stumbling around the living room and could tell he was drunk. And even since then, not much has changed. Adam, you know what I'm going to say next, right? Okay. At 1 year old, you needed Panadol and sleep. But at 24, you needed an ambulance. At our sister's 21st birthday, you had several drinks, and by the end of the night, you were puking and unconscious. Getting you on the stretcher was hard work. How did you get so heavy? As years passed, you became convinced that you knew everything. In kindergarten, you told the teachers directly that you didn't need to go to school because you knew everything. Or so you thought. I'll tell you what happened next. This attitude led to regular visits and detention. Good times. Hey, Adam? Okay, now that we've had our fun, I would like to end this speech on a sweet golden note. Marriage isn't a piece of paper. It is a partnership between two souls agreeing to share their lives together. Overall, it's a wonderful treasure. I also have some things that I would like to pass on to the most important people of tonight, the bride and groom, Adam and Cindy. Adam, Cindy, I would like to wish you both the very best of luck throughout your marriage. May you continue to find all the happiness in the world with each other for many years to come. As your brother and brother-in-law, I will do my absolute best to be there for both of you and provide support whenever you need it. I will be by your side through every step of your journey, just like Olivia, except when I'm overseas for work. For 26 years, Adam has been an amazing brother who has always been an excellent source for advice. He is a very intelligent, level-headed young man. And this, and his wife Cindy, will always be the best thing that has happened to this young man right here. Adam, you are the best brother a man could hope for, and I love you eternally. Cindy, you are such a wonderful sister-in-law, and quite some time ago, I accepted you as a second sister. I have no doubt the treasure between you and Adam will always be the shiniest diamond in the world. Thank you very much for asking me to be your best man. And just one more thing to say. This is actually a bit of a warning to Adam. The next time Cindy tells you to do something, know what this means. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You've been an amazing audience.
Because mine was apparently the best speech. I kept receiving compliments about it the entire night.
It is hysterical. Everybody is laughing so hard and clapping. You can see you had the whole room in the palm of your hand. What a great performer you are.
Do you think I would have what it takes to be a comedian?
Yeah, I absolutely do.
Even though I didn't have any jokes.
You kind of did. It was like a roasting.
Yes. I also remember that night that he put one of my yowies in his mouth. He basically violated one of my most valuable and beloved treasures.
You've got a very funny straight face on right now. How fun. Did it feel good when people are laughing and clapping?
Yeah, it did. I just love having an audience.
Maybe you should become a comedian.
I would love to.
Who said that to you? Was it Stephen Curry last week?
Yes, it was.
I thought so. He suggested you becoming a comedian, and I thought, wow, no one's suggested that before. I think that's a great idea.
But I don't even know how to start. I think I might need some kind of mentor. Someone that has experience and someone that knows how to say funny things without trying to be funny.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's work on that one. Maybe someone will come out of the woodwork and put their hand up to be your comedy mentor.
That would be very helpful.
I've got an email from Kayla Kelly. Now, Kayla says, I hope you're doing so well. My best friend Tiana and I are huge fans of yours and love listening to your podcast. We're always watching your live streams and videos on Instagram and enjoying following you on social media. You give such good advice and we always appreciate what you have to say. Tiana's birthday is March 20th and I would love it if you could send a message wishing her a happy birthday.
Cool.
Now, March 20th rings a bell. What's happening on March 20th? Just remind me.
That happens to be my birthday.
It's too. Your birthday then too!
Yeah, although I don't really like admitting it that much.
Why?
Because I never look forward to my birthday. Because I don't see it as anything special. It comes every year.
Stop it. You're pretending. I can tell. Yes, you are. He's just put his hand over his mouth. Which means he knows I've just caught him out. Yeah. March 20th is Mr. A Plus's birthday and it's Tiana's birthday as well. So would you like to say a happy birthday message to yourself or to Tiana or both?
I'm not saying one to myself. I'm just going to send it to Tiana. Hello, Kayla Kelly. Thank you so much for your email recently. I heard that your friend Tiana is actually going to be celebrating her birthday on March 20th. I need to say this. Happy birthday, Tiana. I'm curious to see what age you're turning. And fun fact, Tiana, you and I both share a birthday. So happy birthday to both of us, I guess.
Fantastic.
Once again, happy birthday, Tiana. Have a great day and take care of yourself. Hope it's a wonderful day for you.
If you want to get in touch with Michael, you can, MrAPlusPodcast@gmail.com or message him on Instagram, which is a great way to get in touch. All right, we've got to wrap this stuff up. We've done a lot. We've talked about Perth, your interstate holiday, all the people you met, Quokkas, the cutest things in the world.
Yes.
You getting a coat with lots of pockets so you can put all your yowies in.
I didn't get a coat.
I'm going to make you one. I'm going to make you a coat with 1,000 pockets so you can put all the yowies
in. I don't need a coat.
I'm going to make you one. It's going to be like a puffer jacket and each little puffer pocket has a pocket for a yowie.
Since when do you make clothes?
I'm going to make a yowie jacket.
That's a bit of a stretch, but I'll take your word for it.
What else? We've talked about your brother.
His wedding.
His wedding. And your birthday.
Yeah, which reminds me. Normally we purchase cakes, but since my sister Olivia started a small baking business at home recently, she'll be making the cake.
Have you put in an order for your favourite cake?
She asked me what kind I would prefer. I gave her an idea just the other day. Colours blue and green. On one side on blue, one side green. On the green side, we would have an image of yowies. And on the blue side, we would have an image of Thomas.
Okay, so half of the cake is a yowie and half of the cake is Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yes, obviously. In tribute to one of my top three passions.
I know, but that's a really big challenge. I would find that very difficult.
My sister's a great baker.
So did she say, okay, no worries, we're going to get that done?
Yeah, but also made sure that it's doable.
So are you going to pop a photo of this incredible cake on your Instagram for everyone to see?
Yes, and I believe that Olivia is going to do the same thing as well because she does it with everything she makes.
I'm intrigued.
So am I.
Well, if I don't see you again before your birthday, have a wonderful birthday.
Thanks, Mandy.
I hope it's full of all the good stuff.
Yeah.
I might send you a video doing the chicken dance or something.
I don't do chicken dances.
Well, you know, I will. I'll do the chicken dance for you.
I don't do chicken dances because I'm just going to make a fool out of myself.
What about the sprinkler? That's a good move.
Sprinkler? What's that?
That's a dance move. Don't you know the sprinkler?
No.
What about the bus stop? The bus stop. YMCA.
No.
Excuse moi.
Pardon me. I only did that just to get a reaction out of you.
I know you did. So it's time to wrap this podcast up.
Yeah, I believe it is. Well, everyone, that's all we have for our episode today. Thank you so much, Mandy, for joining us. It was a delight and a pleasure to have you on once again.
Thank you, Michael. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you. In the meantime, I wish everybody else a wonderful day. Take care of yourselves. Stay safe and stay tuned until the next episode. Arrivederci, everyone. Oh, and I suggest that you Google quokkas as well.